My name is Norm Bolsky, your host, and this is the Digital Health Heavyweights Podcast.
Thanks, Norm. It's an honor to be here, and it's been fun to work with you over the years.
Welcome to the Digital Health Heavyweights Podcast with your host, Norm Bolsky. And today we are joined by Sapna Swarup, who is the Chief Solutions Officer over at Homeward. Sapna, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Norm. I love your gloves.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. All for visual purposes. This is a very friendly show, very non-combative. So it's a little ironic in that way. But we're pleased to have Sapna on the show. For all of those who don't know Sapna's background, she's a seasoned leader in digital health with a proven track record spanning strategy, product, operations, and analytics across diverse sectors. In addition to being Chief Solutions Officer at Homeward, previous roles include at the Minnesota Department of Health, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota, and Senior VP of Value-Based Care at Livongo, which got acquired by Teladoc, and you also worked through the acquisition. So really excited to have you on the podcast and talk about your really unique experience.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. We've had a handful of Livongo alumni on this podcast so far. And, we have a lot of friends from that time. I used to actually recruit for Livongo back in the day. So a lot of close contacts over there. So I start every podcast asking this question. What inspired you to get into healthcare?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I come to healthcare through the equity door. And my personal mission is to reduce health disparities and advance health equity. Mm-hmm. And really from a pretty young age, I've been curious about social inequities that I've seen and curious about why different groups of people have had such vastly different life experiences. Mm-hmm. And really moved by the unfairness of what I've seen and what our society has experienced. And this was kind of shaped for me throughout my life through conversations with my family, especially my grandmother, who was very involved in supporting women and girls living in rural India. And then crystallized for me in college, where I found the discipline of sociology that I didn't really know existed before that. Mm-hmm. And I learned from an academic perspective about the ways that our systems advance stratification to really shape the way that people's lives progress and end up. And I was so intrigued by that I went on to complete my doctoral work in that specific area, kind of focused on how race and economics and geography all work together to intersect to impact a person's health. And I was a professor for a very short stint before realizing that I wanted to make an impact differently. Mm-hmm. And entered the world of healthcare strategy and measurement, working on equity through a public health door at the Minnesota Department of Health and then downstream into delivery at Blue Cross and beyond.
All right. It's really timely that you mentioned that. I was at Transform earlier this week, and on the main stage a couple of days ago, a contact of mine, Sanan Abrahim, who's actually going to be on the podcast in a few weeks, he was on the main stage with Chelsea Clinton, and they were talking about inequities in maternity and expecting mothers. And I think the statistic was African-American mothers are 5 times more likely to die during childbirth than white Americans. And it's just like, it was mind blowing, in terms of some of the inequities, in healthcare. And, unfortunately, I think in the developed world, mothers in the United States are like more likely to die during childbirth than any other developed country in the world. So it's just really, a huge, just one specific small sector, to look at. I know what you are doing at Homeward is very cardiovascular and cardiopulmonary specific. So would love to be able to kind of walk through, some of your learnings, in your time in some of these places. So walk us through your experience at Blue Cross of Minnesota.
I'm happy to. I first want to just get on the record since I'm at homework now and share that our model has evolved beyond kind of our early work in cardiovascular health and has expanded to address all kinds of health outcomes and kind of health entry points related to equity, but we can get into that later.
All right. Yeah, my mistake. And that's why we have you on the podcast, is to make everyone aware of what Homeward's doing these days and how they've expanded their product offering. So walk us through just like some of your learnings and experience at Blue Cross in Minnesota and how that shaped, kind of the rest of your career.
Yeah, I'm happy to. So I came to Blue Cross of Minnesota through their Center for Prevention, which, again, from an equity lens, supports Minnesota communities to drive improvements really upstream. So working with communities on policy and systems and environmental changes that affect people's likelihood of developing chronic diseases, focusing on prevention, kind of primary and secondary and beyond. And I loved that work. And it was very clear to me that I didn't know enough to really impact health equity in the way that I wanted to, and that I needed to understand the delivery system more deeply than I had today doing this really upstream work. And so I had the amazing opportunity to be a founding member of an internal startup that was focused on improving clinical quality and the Medicare Advantage star ratings across Minnesota communities. And so I entered that work through analytics and then kind of moved to innovation and strategy functions and really was able to dig into Minnesota as a big and diverse state that has urban communities, rural communities, Native American populations, and was able to really dig into the unique and distinct ways that healthcare needs to serve these diverse communities in order to make an impact.
You got all the team from 0 to 60 plus across risk coding and quality improvement at Blue Cross. What are your philosophies surrounding hiring well?
Hiring is, I think, something that people have superpowers in. And it's a great one to develop because team is everything, right? I always look for values alignment. For me, curiosity is something that is absolutely critical to really good team members and who I love to work with. And that aligns really nicely with one of my favorite Homeland values. So I always look for that. I look for drivers and problem solvers, no matter what their position is. I saw this thing, whether it was a problem or a good thing. I was curious about it. I looked into it. Here's how I think we should solve it, or here's how I think we should use it to solve other problems. And I think the last part is that I always check my blind spots with other team members who are trusted and other colleagues.
What inspired you to leave, a big, large entity and join Livongo when they weren't all that big at the time?
Well, I joined pretty late, actually. So they were pretty big by the time that I joined. It was shortly before IPO.
Oh, okay.
And it was really first and foremost about mission and impact. If you look at the impact of chronic conditions on people's lives, right, if there's an outsized impact that people experience. It was an amazing product. And as the measurement person that came kind of shortly before IPO, I got to dig into all of the demonstrable clinical outcomes around A1C and around blood pressure, as well as cost. And that was a really amazing opportunity to go to a company based on mission and impact, actually see that mission and impact be delivered, and get to, of course, work with a rock star team at Livongo leadership and beyond.
Excellent. Very good. Who was on the team you worked closest with? Who are some names of people that like were really influential in your time over at Livongo?
It was a long time ago, Norm, but I always like to call out my clinical strategy team members there.
Okay. Fantastic. Very, very good. So you designed, built, scaled the value-based care and medical economics function at Livongo through the IPO process and subsequently led development of Teladoc's value-based care strategy. Can you walk us through that process and what it was like?
Yeah, the time that I joined Livongo was when digital health was moving towards the direction of kind of broader value-based care. But the place that we started was investing, as I think a lot of digital health companies did at the time, in performance guarantees against outcomes. And we had a really validated way of demonstrating those outcomes. And so it lent itself really nicely to conversations with clients, and partners around what we were willing to kind of back that with. And then following our merger with Teladoc, we had access to an integration with physicians, we'd virtual primary care. So the conversation naturally shifted towards broader forms of value-based care, like partial and full risk contracts. So, I know VBC is a buzzword in our field right now. And really, there's so much depth to what it takes to really stand up a successful and effective value-based care organization. So our conversations were around what populations are appropriate for risk-based payment arrangements, which populations aren't, what services do we expect to drive outcomes for whom and over what time horizon. So really digging into the depth of kind of the details and the nitty-gritty that it would take to be successful over the longer term. And that transition from performance guarantee to full risk, I think, there was a moment there, and that moment has continued through now.
Very good. In terms of value-based care, that is a buzzword, and it's used a lot of different ways, in a lot of different pockets of industry. What does value-based care mean to you? What's your definition of it? And what do you think is being done well in that area? And what do you think, there's some room in pockets of the industry where there's a lot more to be desired?
Value-based care to me is understanding that to move an entire population towards the best health that they can achieve, not everybody needs, wants, requires the same exact care. In fact, if you do that, you're likely to get adverse outcomes or be inefficient. And value-based care is around aligning all of those factors to drive towards kind of optimal outcomes for a population. And I think that's broad, and I think value-based care can be effective in a variety of different ways. And the place that we're at now is how does each piece and part of the ecosystem show their value within this value-based care construct in a way that is additive and coherent rather than fragmented all over the place?
After a really good run over at Teladoc, Livongo, what inspired you to join Homeward?
It really goes back to mission and impact for me on equity. And given personal mission, the opportunity to impact a really big equity problem that is urgent and entrenched in our country was so compelling. So 20% of Americans live in a rural county. They have 23% higher mortality rate, and at the same time, fewer than half the number of physicians per person than comparable areas. And so that kind of urgent and entrenched problem where people aren't getting the care that they need and deserve felt like the problem that I wanted to be working on. And I got to work with the incredibly talented leaders that I had worked with prior, at Livongo and Teladoc that have really deep expertise in building companies that drive impact.
Excellent. And talk a little bit more about what excited you about the impact. I know you definitely touched on it, but like any specific examples?
Yeah, I think so. Living in Minnesota, which is a very geographically big state, we're also geographically very diverse. And during my time at the Minnesota Department of Health, I had the opportunity to drive to each of the 87 counties and 11 of our tribal nations here in Minnesota. And you got to see kind of very visibly the differences across communities. And it goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning of our conversation, which is these inequities aren't fair, and there's got to be a better way getting people the care that they need. And it's a particular moment in time, again, where value-based care is the right model for rural, where there are fewer people, and the impact is the way to move a healthcare ecosystem forward. and the technology that's available to us now allows for that scale and for that reach. And so it felt very compelling.
All right. In driving to all those 87 counties, how many of the 10,000 lakes did you come across in those drives?
I think it's actually not the right number. I think there's way more than 10,000 lakes, but I saw a lot of them.
There's a ring to the land of 10,000 lakes. You know, if it was like the land of, you know, 13,487, it wouldn't be quite as memorable, so to speak.
That's true. Yesterday was Pi Day, and Pi's got a lot of digits that nobody remembers.
Yeah, that's true. So you're focused on building and scaling the solution right now at this early stage. You know, what is it like leaving an established company for such, you know, an earlier stage company?
It's exciting, right? It's exciting. If you're somebody that loves to dig into complex foundational problems in healthcare, the scale and the depth of the challenge is real, as we've talked about. It's true everywhere, but at a startup especially, every single person is so important to the success of the endeavor. Right? Every person is playing multiple roles. Great ideas come from everywhere. And you have this opportunity that people will grab onto and kind of incredible drive to make the most of your shot to change healthcare. And so there's lots of energy around that.
Walk us through the member experience of a member of Homeward.
So when we started Homeward, and maybe this is a little bit after what you referenced around cardiovascular, we entered Michigan and then later Minnesota in partnership with Blue Cross of Minnesota and Priority Health as an in-network primary care provider. Mm-hmm. And that allowed us really to invest in meeting people where they were at in their care journey, whether it was in one of our Homeward clinics, in our mobile vehicle, via telehealth, or even in their home. And members really loved that approach. We had an NPS of over 90 as we engaged with members who were living in rural communities. And because of our early performance, plans asked if we would take on kind of accountability for even larger populations, including entire rural counties of Medicare Advantage beneficiaries. And so in order to do that, we felt like we needed to work even more deeply in partnership with providers that are already in the ecosystem in rural communities that already have been there and serving these communities for many years. And so we shifted a little bit away from our approach towards approach that really supports the providers that are already in the communities and enables them to achieve their outcomes. And we added additional clinical capacity where that was something that was needed. And that model has really resonated in the communities that we serve and with our client partners. And so currently we're serving about 24,000 Medicare Advantage beneficiaries across 10 rural Minnesota counties, and about 2,500 Medicare Advantage beneficiaries across Michigan counties.
All right. So you're in Minnesota, you're in Michigan. What's next for Homeward?
You know, I think our job now is to both double down and deepen the impact that we're having in the communities that we serve and continue to grow and scale our model across more areas so we can serve more members and more communities. And again, I touched on this a little bit, but I think the moment of the economic model of value-based care and advances in adoption of technology is really going to help us kind of deepen and expand our impact over the next few years.
Okay. Any sectors of healthcare that you would like to see more, you know, value-based contracts or approaches in that just hasn't been done before yet?
I'm not sure more is the answer, actually. I think if there are too many, then it turns into a game where you're trying to figure out who's accountable for what specific part of a member's outcomes. And so it's more about, I think, convergence, which is how do you converge all of these different pieces of the ecosystem to truly drive value for a particular individual? And then make sure that you're driving towards impact in that way.
Do you have any bold predictions about the healthcare technology space over the next 5 to 10 years?
I don't think that chatbots are going to become doctors
That's
overall.
good.
I am really excited about the potential of advanced analytics to help us understand people and their needs and their wants even more fully so that we can deliver personalized and effective care. I think we've made a lot of advances in that direction, and we have a lot of room to grow there as well. So I'm super excited to do that in really kind of targeted and specific ways using advanced analytics.
All right. Can't wait to see that. I ask everyone on this podcast not only what you do within industry, but what you do within your own home. And, do you practice what you preach? Kind of walk us through in a very stressful job where you have responsibility for thousands of patients' care. Walk us through, how you are able to, stay well, both physically and mentally in a pretty stressful environment and job.
Well, I think first and foremost, I have a lovely family that keeps me grounded. And then second, I'm lucky enough to live in Minnesota, which has many forests. And so there is not a lot that a walk in the woods does not make better. And that's true from an exercise perspective and from a nature perspective.
I love walking in the Cleveland metro parks. So even though we both come from snowy areas, you can be outside, most of the year. I don't even mind hiking in the snow personally. So I agree with you there. Any other ways that you reduce stress outside of just like walks in nature?
I mean, I also ski being in Minnesota for the winter. So the theme is outside and the theme is nature, and anything active to do in those spaces works for me.
All right. And then, I always ask, because I think sometimes, like eating healthy, you just sometimes need an inspiration in trying some things that maybe you haven't tried before. So, are there any healthy recipes you and your family make that you really like that you would recommend someone else try?
Really working on perfecting my baba ganoush.
Okay.
I've gotten in
What's
a couple of
the
times.
current like recipe you're working on, and like, what are you trying to perfect?
There's like a char that feels really important to get the right baba ganoush. You're nodding like you understand
I've
deeply.
made all types of Middle Eastern delicacies over the years. My dad makes a very good baba ganoush, and he just like chars that eggplant. He like throws it directly on the burner, just like chars it every which way, rotates it. And then he puts it in tin foil, and the tin foil like steams it so the skin comes off real easy. And then he mashes it and then puts in the, tahini and lemon juice, cumin, salt, and like has a very, very good flavor. And then like obviously you need roasted garlic.
So it's pretty similar. And then I think I run out of patience to get the perfect char. So the problem is not the recipe, it's me.
All right. Well, patience is key, and don't be scared to overchar it. I don't think you can because you're taking off the skin anyway. So if it's like torched to a crisp, that's okay. If it's not torched enough, you're gonna have a little bit. It's gonna be too fleshy. It's not gonna be able to like just like really fall apart and melt, and meld in all the other flavors. So keep me posted on how it goes.
Thanks for the advice. I will.
Yes, of course. Well, again, Sapna, thank you for joining us on the Digital Health Heavyweights podcast. And again, really appreciate the time. And you've worked for some amazing organizations. And thank you so much for sharing your insights.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining. Please like, comment, and subscribe below if you enjoyed it.